morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 30th. Man, can you believe that tomorrow is December and here in Kentucky, we're supposed to get snow. Can you believe it? It's hard for me to believe. But anyway, hey, it's the wintertime, and so it is what it is. Well, today, I want to talk to you about today being a day of mercy. I want us to remember that and for us to view today as a day of mercy. Every day is a day of mercy. For the last few days, I've been rereading The Holiness of God by R.C. Sproul, and I'm refreshing my understanding of holiness. Remember, God is holy because He is separate from His creation. That's not really what I want to focus on today. I just want to focus on a chapter in that book. But, you know, the holiness of God is a great subject to discuss because He is truly separate from us. But in the chapter on the justice of God, the holiness of God demands the justice of God. In that chapter, Sproul reminds us what the justice of God demands. God is holy. And anything that is less than He is sin. You don't measure up, and so it's missing the mark. Remember, what is the penalty for sin? Remember how God described the penalty for sin in Genesis in chapter number 2? Let me read to you Genesis chapter number 2, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of the tree of every garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And so death is the result of sin. If sin happens, the penalty for sin is immediate death. In the day you eat, you're going to die. And so if God would enact that sentence, the moment that sin happened, death would immediately take place. If God literally enacted His justice at the moment of sin, death would happen at the moment of sin. What would be the chance that any would be redeemed? None. Men are not going to live life without sinning. So, in understanding then that God chooses not to enact His justice at the moment it is deserved. And what that is called when God chooses not to enact justice, it's called mercy. See, the conclusion that we can make from that is that every day that we are alive is an act of divine mercy on God's part. If sin demands the sentence of death, anytime we don't experience death, it is of God's mercy. And so when we look at life and we look at what's going on and we think what we deserve and then think of what we're getting, we need to view every day as an act of mercy. It's a day of mercy. And so today, view your day through the lens of mercy. Recognize today that God is choosing to smile on you with eyes full of mercy. Yeah, I know we don't often see life that way. We don't see our lives full of mercy. We don't see our days of mercy. So why is that? We can't see our days as days of mercy because we don't see our days as gifts. We think we are worthy of more. We think we're good. We think that we really deserve everything good. This is a misunderstanding of the nature of man. The nature of man is depraved. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Yet too many of us don't believe that. We think we're good. We don't believe the report that God has given us of our hearts, that our heart is desperately wicked. But in comparison with God, in comparison to what God demands, our heart is desperately wicked. You know, as I was reading that chapter, it was really eye-opening for me to think about, what if God enacted justice every time his law was broken? Man, what kind of shape would the world be in? And so really, one of the things that happens because of that is men abuse the mercy of God. They actually think because God is not acting in justice that there is no justice. And so they go on living their life without the fear of God. But that's another subject for another time. I just want us to think about what our sin deserves and what we're actually receiving. Today, the sins of our life is death. We deserve death. But instead, we're receiving mercy. Let's remember today that today is a day of mercy. Today is a day that God has chosen to allow you to enjoy his goodness. It is a day that God has given to allow sinners an opportunity to repent. It is a day where we are able to understand the long-suffering of God. It is a day to be filled with joy because we have been allowed to experience God's mercy. It is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Understanding today is a day of mercy. We see the goodness of God by living today. Let's pray. Lord, today we come to you and thank you for your mercy. Lord, I pray that each of us will understand the mercy which you bestow upon us each day. Help us to understand that mercy so that we will be able to see just how good you are to us. We are filthy sinners, but you are abundantly merciful. Thank you for being such a merciful God. Help us to enjoy today as a gift of your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What a great week we're going to have. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.